The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Thank you for joining me tonight. And I love you guys. I'm appreciating you guys being here. There's all kinds of stuff going on. You know, the universe is crazy. It's a little crazy right now. And if you guys have noticed a crazy vibe where things are either really great or really bad, really great or really bad, that means you're on the ride. That means you live on the planet Earth. And so I'm gonna try to get you to level it out a little bit. You know, when I start the shows, I always ask God what to do the show on, and I never have a clue. I'm really clueless always. So you think I know everything. The only way you can possibly know everything is if you don't think you know everything. So my theory of life is I know I don't know, so I can know more. And so that's a pretty good theory. How many of you guys are addicted to your theory? Right now, there's theory people. There's really theory people. And some of you guys are theory people. You spend your life going to school, learning things, figuring out techniques, and learning from theory. And the smarter you are, the worse off you are. I figured that out. And so if you allow the universe to bring it to you, you're going to have a pretty good world. I'm telling you, in spite of your theory and in spite of how damn smart / dumb you are, you see. So when you think you're smart, you're totally screwed. So I know a lot of smart people. I really do. And I've seen them lately getting really just beat to death. I feel bad for them. And I know a lot of people that just kind of go with the flow and allow, and life is lovely. And if you have a combination of the two, it's really, really good. It's really a great thing. So tonight, God told me to do the show on seeing the big picture. So you theory people are absolutely screwed. You cannot see the big picture to save your butts. You just can't. Because you're hung in your theory. Well, this is the way it is because I know, because my family taught me this way, or because I went to school. You don't believe it? Here's my degree. There's 12 of them on the wall. That's nice. I feel sorry for you because today, theory don't get it. Because I assume if you learned a theory about something, it probably had to do with the little bitty planet called the planet Earth. And so if you learned a little theory that came from the planet Earth, you are so far behind. It's ridiculous because God's universe is way bigger than the planet Earth. And how big is God's universe? Well, I can see them all. Crazy. I only could see them after I died of COVID 5 times. And that was kind of a crazy experience. And then I had to clear all those dimensions to where I could see them now. And I can see them now. And so to be able to see that big makes me realize how dumb I am. It made me realize with all my little theories and what I thought and whatever, I'm pretty well read, pretty well traveled, not always well read, but well traveled. And so chances are, if you talk about a topic, I can tell you firsthand knowledge about it. And or if you talk about something that occurred in history, you know, famous things or whatever, I can say, yeah, well, I was there and this and that, and I was in the middle of it. And so I really have been around. However, I don't know anything. I am a dumbass. And chances are you guys are too. So the sooner you realize how dumbass you are, the more you're going to be enlightened. That's a crazy thing for me to tell you. But wake up. So when you realize you know you don't know, then you're going to know. And I'm going to try to help you get that tonight. And that's kind of a crazy thing. By the way, we're having a spiritual retreat. And Michelle, when's our spiritual retreat? Next week, right?
Next week. Yep, next week. Starting Thursday, June 5th till the 8th.
If you don't come to this spiritual retreat, something's wrong with you, because I will teach you how to get rid of your theories and just get in the flow of the universe, and life will treat you good. Speaking of that, I want to just say hello, because I know she's got something to go do. I want to say hello to Well, spiritual retreat, 702-822-0548. That's Michelle's real cell phone. You can call her right now and she'll answer. 702-822-0548, or she'll call you back. 702-822-0548, GarySpivey.com. And join us virtually. If you're not coming here in person to beautiful North Carolina, everything's tuned up. I got all the vortexes here and all the light going on. But first of all, I want to also speak to my friend Angela Stabile in Vegas, who does all the shows up and down the strip and books me when I'm in Vegas, when I'm able to dance. And so, Angela, you look so beautiful. You're going
Happy
to
your birthday.
Yes, it's my birthday. Yay.
Happy birthday. I love you, love you, love you. You look fantastic as
I
always.
Love you.
So
excited because you get to go to the retreat next week. Anthony, Tiffany, and Steven are coming with me.
Oh, great. Fantastic. Yeah. And when you guys come, you rent this crazy house right on the lake, right by my
yes.
house. And so you rent this big, beautiful house on the lake. And it's like, maybe we'll move the whole retreat over to your living room in that big house. I don't know.
Sure. It's a deal.
Good.
But happy birthday.
I'd love to.
Happy
Thank
birthday.
Thank you so much.
And I love you so much. And so you're going to dinner. What are you doing?
Yes, just going to dinner with the family, but the family is like 14 people. So,
oh God, oh wow! All right, and yeah. Well, happy birthday to you. You look beautiful as always. I appreciate you for everything you do, and if you go to Las Vegas, all the Expert List shows belong to Angela. Those are all her shows up and down the strip, up and down the Las Vegas Strip, and so, how many years have you been doing shows? Can I ask that question?
Sure. We are celebrating our 23rd year this year in November. So 23 years.
23 years.
Yes.
So
and that's when I met you. Yeah,
yeah.
Back then.
Back in that day, I mean, 23 plus years ago, you called me up and you said, how do I get a show in Las Vegas? Where do I get a show in Las Vegas? And we went through options and things and went and did. And you ended up with a ton of shows in Las Vegas. And so, and so now you have many more shows besides just everything else that you do. And they're all successful in the greatest showrooms. And I appreciate you for booking us when we come to Las Vegas. Thank you so much for that. And
yes, you have to come back.
I always say,
thank you, God, and thank you, Gary, because I wouldn't be here today without you.
Well, I wouldn't be here today without you. You're just wonderful. and it's beautiful having friends. I mean, you guys, tonight we're talking about seeing the big picture. Okay. Seeing the big picture, would you rather have, how do I say it? Would you rather have a buddy, an ally, a close friend, or all of the above? What makes a good friend? You're a good friend. You're a damn good friend. When I was sick with COVID, you were very much there. You were bringing, like, hey, let me bring you some food. Let me do this. Let me do that. You were in Vegas. I got sick in Vegas. And so, but you're a person that's really there and you're really present. And so for your friends and your family, you're awake. You're alive on the planet Earth. And what would you do? You'd do anything, right?
Right, right.
That's who you are.
But I know that you would as well, and my family. So,
is that crazy?
Yeah.
It's
a great feeling. Yeah.
It's a great feeling, but you're very solid in that feeling. You're solid. You know, it's a good thing. You know that you have each other's back, and you know, if I'm having a bad day, I can call you and say, hey, wow, you know, or if you're having a bad day, you can call me and say, hey, wow. And so is that not the best feeling in the world?
Definitely. Yes.
And
100%.
And I feel connected to you and Dean and Michelle. I know are very connected to you, and I feel connected to your whole family.
Right.
Everybody,
As
you know.
do they, right? You,
Yeah,
so.
I feel totally connected to your whole family, like one. And so, what a beautiful feeling. And I would love to just tell you guys, tonight I'm doing the show on Seeing the Big Picture. Collect people you can connect to. Collect people that you love and they love you, and it's not work. When it's too much work, it's too much work. And so you want to connect with people that it's easy. And so it's never ever work. When anything we've ever done ever, no matter what it's been with difficult show hosts and different things, we've done tons of shows in Vegas, you and I and Matt, and nothing's ever been hard. Yeah,
Right,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
It's been like, hey, what are we doing? All right, whatever. What that rolled that way? Oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And so that rolled this way. Oh, wow, that's fantastic. You know, and so it never ever. It's just so easy. And so, but it's a joy to know you. And I'm so celebrating your birthday. I wish I was there. And
Okay.
but I'm there in spirit. And I love
Yes.
you guys. And I just want you to have a great birthday party. Have fun at
Thank
Vegas.
you. I love you, and I will see you next in well, next week. Yeah.
Next
Yeah.
week, you'll be at my
See
house
you.
next week here in beautiful North Carolina. It's really
Yes.
pretty. I gave you a sneak peek of the gardens today. What did you think? Isn't that pretty?
They are gorgeous. Yes,
Yeah,
beautiful.
I was outside talking
Beautiful
to you.
flowers.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, I love you, girl. Have fun at
I love
birthday.
you.
Tell her, kiss everybody for me, okay?
I will. I will. Thank
Okay.
you.
Yeah,
Bye.
she's great. She
Love
looks
you.
great.
Oh my
Bye-bye.
God, I love her. We get to see her, so it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah. See, you get high. I get high when I talk to her,
I
right?
know.
And
You
so,
just feel the love and happiness, pure
yeah.
beauty. She's just absolute gorgeous,
Yeah.
beautiful.
And she, there's where I was out in the gardens today. That's what it looks like. What do you think, guys? And so, anyway,
Wow.
yeah. And so I got the gift of doing gardens. I got this gift. And so God said, create heavens. Teach other people how to create heavens. I said, God, how you create a heaven? He goes, well, you start with a garden. I'm like, all right, well, I'll do some gardens. And so I just love anything that's nature outside. I got all these beautiful energy vortexes. I got so many angels in the garden. If you guys go out there, look at that. What do you think? And so if you go out there, you're gonna get high from all the light and all the healing energy that happens out there. I got a Christ garden, I have a Buddha garden. I have Ganesh gardens. I have different gardens where I sit there and meditate. Shiva. I got all these different energies. Bog. When you sit there, you get zapped. I got the I Am. They're having the Rose Garden. That's the Christ garden. And so Mother Mary Christ. And so when you get your roses to grow that tall, you've done something. And so anyway, I have a secret. Anyway, so but there's like there's these different energies that exist, and this is an era where you can really create your own heaven on earth. And so, and even if you guys live in an apartment, buy yourself a plant. Get yourself a plant and put it out on the balcony or set it in the window, and then just project light and love and love the plant. And so it makes a big difference. It really does. And so these when you create gardens, you create a heaven. That's how you start, and then you go from there. And so, but I can't wait for all you guys to come and join me live here at the spiritual retreat next week. So if you want to book in still now, you can just call Michelle 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548. Or if you want to join us virtually, make sure you sign up now virtually. And that's the same thing, 702-822-0548 or GarySpivey.com and do it there. And so Michelle, as I look, who are we talking to, girl?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put Ryan on. Ryan is also coming.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Now you
Welcome.
make me, I wish I could reach it. It's too far away for me to reach and grab. But you make these amazing pyramids, and you put the spiritual energy into them, and you're very into crystals and everything like I am. And so yeah, there we are. And so anyway, so you're coming to the retreat next week in
Yes,
person.
I am. I am. Yes.
Yay!
Everything happened and everything lined up perfectly, and I'm going to be there, and I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun, and can't wait to get in the oneness. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you're going to find it sort of takes you. And so I've got so much light happening. It was crazy because today I had Judy with me, and Dane with me, and I was out, and so, oh, here, I got it. Yay, your thing.
Yay!
What are they called? What are these things called?
Organites. It's an organite. I know you want to fake a special name. We got to talk. We got to come up with a good name. But yeah, so these are just positive energy generators. It's
Yeah,
always generating
when I
positive
hold
energy.
this up, you guys notice, feel, I want you to feel this feeling. When I hold this up, oh, you got one over there, like looks like the same one. Anyway, and so if you guys tap into this vibe, you'll notice your chest opened up and you can breathe better. I really, just by holding this, I'm able to breathe better and my chest opened up. And so this is projecting lots and lots of healing energy. And Dean is with one of our sick friends. It's very ill, maybe for the final curtain. And Dean's with him in New York City. And he's been one of my best friends for, oh God,
Since
how long?
1999.
Since 1999.
98
Wow.
or 99 is when you first met Joe.
Yeah, and I met him through Kevin Trudeau.
Yes.
I was at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa in Ojai, and I met Joe there, and he was actually sick then. He had a little bug or something, and I healed him up, and he and his girlfriend and he. But anyway, we've traveled all over the world since then, and he's been one of our best friends. And he was a Wall Street mogul. He was a really tough ass Italian, dude. And he said, "Can you teach me how to be human enough to raise a 9-year-old boy?" And I said, "I don't know. I'll try," And he said, "Okay, I'll have my private jet drop me off at your house up in Ojai," whatever. He was that guy. And he said, "I'll see you Sunday." He goes, "When's your day off? Sunday?" I went, "Yeah." He goes, "I'll see you Sunday." So he didn't ask me if I wanted to work on Sunday. He said he would show up. So and that was our relationship forever. Meanwhile, we figured out the sense of smell. We won the Nobel Prize. He bought a biotech company, my advice. We sold it. He made $42 million on one thing, and a whole lot more on some others. So that gives you an idea. So and he's still my friend, close in enough where Dean's there with him and Michelle. And so, how was your day, Dino?
Oh, amazing, because I get to hang out with Joe all day. So
I love
I've
him.
been working with him. He wanted me to help him with some thing, or whatever, just help him with things. And he was talking about Wall Street with me. He's really good friends with a lot of
Everyone on
people.
earth. Everyone on earth.
He was going through all the people. He's like, "Did I ever tell you the time I met Fidel Castro?" And I'm like, "Nope." He goes, "You do know I'm friends with Elon Musk, right?" I'm like, "I have no clue unless you tell me." He was going through all the people. I was like, "Oh my God." I said, "You know everyone on the earth. I mean, everyone that's ever done anything." I mean, he was friends with the Clintons, the Bidens, the Trump. So I mean, you name it, all the presidents. I mean,
I remember when he called me and he says, "Donald called me and wants to borrow my jet because he lost his."
yep.
And he said, "Should I let him borrow it?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so. I think it's worth it. I think he's worth, whatever." And so it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy. So he's that guy. Anyway, and so but he's been a friend since 1999. And Dean, you're there for him, so it was really crazy. So when I held your this thing, whatever you call it, organite, that sounds almost like a roach or something. You got to name it something pretty, and so Michelle, you'd come up with a good name. You're good like that.
Okay.
Anyway, but as I held this, I felt my lungs open up, and then I realized this was not my lungs opening up, but this was our friend Joe's lungs opening up as he's suffering through some pneumonia things. And so interesting, right? And Dean, you can see spiritually. You can see our friend Joe. See, look at him. Look at him. He's glowing now.
Yep.
That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
I'll see him in the morning. I didn't tell
Yeah.
him.
And his son popped in a second ago, right before the show started. This reason we're running a little bit late. He just popped in, and to say hello. And so I don't know if I ever taught him how to raise the 9-year-old boy, but I ended up raising him. And he talks to me every week for the last 25 years. And so he calls me from wherever he is in the world, he didn't take after his dad wanted him to take after him and do Wall Street stuff, but he took after me and he does spiritual stuff. And so he goes to all these exotic spiritual places all over the world and finds spiritual gifts. And then he'll call me and I unlock them and we get them. You know, it's really kind of crazy. So I want to do a show with him. Ask little Joe if he'll do a show with me, you know.
All right, I'll see you in
So,
the morning also, so I'll find out.
yeah, that'll be a good show. That'll be fun for everybody. And so, because did you, Dean, did you figure out how smart he is since you've been hanging out with him so much?
Little Joe or his dad?
Well, his dad, we know about that,
Dad's
but
got an
what?
IQ of 180 or something. And
He's
then, yeah,
different.
Little Joe is very, very intelligent. Very intelligent. So he takes after his dad.
Yeah, so it's a nice feeling. It's nice. Anyway, we're telling you guys a too much backstage stuff. That's what we do. That's what we do. But thank you for my organism, Organite, Organite.
It's called Pyramid Medina.
Oh,
That's
that's a good name. Pyramid
yeah,
Medina.
or the Medina Pyramid, because his last name is Ryan Medina, so
Pretty name.
he
Pretty
makes
name.
it Medina Pyramid.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I get high when I hold this thing, so that's all that matters. And it heals you. So thank you guys. And I heal all you guys with our Organite. There we are. Perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. So Ryan. Oh, that's how you do it. Oh, you aim it at things. Oh, okay, that's cool. That makes sense. There you go. Back at you. Yeah.
Love
Anyway.
mine. I love mine.
That's perfect. So I'll see you here at the retreat in a couple of days, right? You'll be here.
I'll be there
Awesome.
Tuesday. We'll see you, Ryan. Love you.
Yep,
Thank
looking
you.
forward to seeing you.
Oh my God, we have such a great group of people coming.
Oh, this is good. This is good. Yeah. Well, you know, when you got a lot of energy people all in one place, you got a lot of energy people all in one place. And so that really lights things up. So we'll share all this with you virtually. If you guys can't get here in person, some of you guys are from other countries. Jonathan, you're from another country, you know. And so but you guys, you know, please join us virtually. That's a perfect thing. Anyway, who are we talking to? Who are we
Oh,
talking to?
thank you. We also have William Dempster real quick because he has a surprise for you, Gary.
Oh, good. I love surprises. William, what are you doing? How are you, buddy? I saw you got your publishing
Can
deal. I was
you hear
excited
me?
about, yeah, I was excited about seeing your book, your new book. I
Oh
was,
yeah, I got your copy.
No, thank you. Thank you. Don't
I
mail
want
it.
to
Bring
see.
it.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna be there at the summer retreat earlier than expected.
Okay.
Monday evening.
Okay,
And
great. Great.
yeah, I wanted to say how much I love you because of
Thank
this
you.
book, because of our first conversation we ever had. And I made a dream come true from a nightmare. And I just want to say how much I love you for helping me through everything.
Thank you,
And
buddy.
this copy not only belongs to you, but our journey. And I just want to do you proud. I have to do you proud. I have to. And I
Well,
just love
yeah.
you so much.
Well, you know, you got a new book. I'd love it. You'll have to tell everybody about it. And thank you. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being you. You know, you're this amazing. People, you know, I get called a lot of things. The biggest word attached to me is amazing. You're amazing. They don't tell me I'm smart. They don't tell me I anything like those other adjectives that are really nice, but they tell me I'm amazing. But you're amazing. So thank you for being your amazing self. And so you fall into this. You fall in this. You're like me. You're an amazing weirdo. So stay your amazing. Stay your amazing weirdo self. And then.
Yeah, and thanks, Michelle and Dean, for this gift.
Nice.
Glad you like it. Oh, sorry. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Glad you like it. Thanks for wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like what Gary says, it's the red crystal that brings your
Brings it
manifestation,
in.
yeah, to your.
Yeah.
Yeah, the red crystals actually, you know, here's my, oh, if I can reach it. Hang on. Here we are. This is my favorite one. Okay.
Oh,
And
that's
so,
pretty.
yeah, so but they bring in They bring this one's got little crystals inside of it. It's got a little thing.
Yeah.
And so but they bring it down and they ground it into the world we live in. And so that's what that does. And so anyway, so I got tons of crystals here too. For you guys that come in person, you can decide and find just some crystals you like, and I'll be glad to put some light in them. There we go. Or any of the guys on virtual, same thing. Anyway, these are cool. These are cool. And so, but anyway, thank you for being your amazing weirdo self, okay? And so I appreciate you. Takes one to know one. Okay, buddy.
Oh yeah,
All right. I'll
man.
see
Hey,
you.
he's coming.
I had one question, and I guess this may
All
go
right.
for the whole phone call.
All right.
I'm trying to attract money, and I may be going to a video game tournament from Mortal Kombat 1. God asked me to ask you, what is money on God's perspective? Like, what is it exactly? I know it's more
I
than
got the answer.
energy.
I got the answer. No, it's bigger than, it's better than that. All the money on earth. Are you listening? Okay. All the money on earth, and all you guys listening, all the money on earth belongs to God. All of it. What does that mean? When I look collectively at the group of you, 93% of you did not get it when I said that. So that means that you're addicted to your theory with money, which has to do with some degree. Listen to this, guys, pay attention to me now, which has to do with the vibration of lack. So 93% of you did not get it when I said all of the money belongs to God. And so if you're in God's favor, that's all you got to do. If you're one with God, that's all you got to do. If you're one with Bog, see, I never could figure out why it was so important to be one with Bog and how Bog could deliver stuff so quick. I could talk to Bog, who is, one of the sun gods, one of the 12 sun gods of abundance and love and marriage and soulmate stuff. And so when I'd talk to Bog could deliver like bam, silver platter, bam, golden platter, bam, platinum platter. I mean, he would deliver it so fast. I'm like, how does he do that? And why was Bog so important to God? What when God introduces me to people, be or excuse me, beings like I am, the great I am, the collective consciousness being of all enlightened beings, who most people hadn't got a clue about, has to do with like the burning bush, that thing. Back way back to Moses, Who shall I say sent me? The bush said, "Tell them I am sent you. I am who I am." And so the great I am's been around a long time. So God will introduce you to these big beings that are part of his arsenal. So, and I only figured out who Bog was when I went back and Dean and I are working on writing, getting this book finished, the Book of Bog.
Can
And
I help you write it?
oh God, we need somebody to. And but we're like, I have to get in the zone to write. It's really, really
Help you write it,
crazy.
I promise.
Well, my tutor is Danielle Steele. And so I got a pretty good tutor. She sold more books than anybody else in the whole world on the planet Earth ever. And so Danielle's my friend. Besides that, she's also my client. I've worked with her for, I don't know, the same thing, 25, 30 years. And I usually talk to her every day. And so she sold 1 billion books. So tap in, and I want you to, hey, William, tap into this energy.
You
Danielle
pull up your
is,
hand up.
yep, I got it. There we go. You got it. Okay, feel your sinuses open. Your hands got warm. Your feet got light. You got
Yeah,
warm
my
up
core is
there.
getting warm.
Yeah, okay, that's the billion book Danielle Steele vibe, okay? And so Dean, have you ever seen anybody like her ever? I mean, we've met so many. You've met royalty. You hung out with the Prince of Saudi Arabia at his palace. Dean's done all kinds of stuff, with me. And so have you ever met anybody like Danielle?
No, she's one of a kind. Just one of a kind. She's special. And when she's writing, she always told me. I said, "Well, how do you come up with this?" She goes, "I don't. It comes through me." She goes, "I know when heaven downloads the information," and she goes, "I write the book." She goes, "I could think of the outline, I could think of the characters, but," she says, "I don't have no clue what I'm doing until the information comes through me." And she says, "And I write the contents of the book in about a week." And then she says, "And then it takes her a year to edit it, but," she goes, "it comes to me in a week, and then that's it." She goes, and she
That's
knows.
it.
Yeah. So
Can
then,
we
and
send
so,
her a copy of the book?
yeah, sure. Send me an extra one. I'll get. Send me an extra.
I'll bring a whole box load.
Send me an extra one. I'll give it to her. And so,
Awesome.
but the vibration that there's a vibration that you have when you've been a superstar in publishing as long as she has, and she does things her way. She don't do things anybody else's way. When she wrote her first book, it became a bestseller in about a nanosecond because she is that good of a writer. And she was, I think she was she 19, Dean? She was young. I think she was 19. And so she, they want her to say, well, you have to, go on your book tour. And she goes, oh, no, I'm not going to go on a book tour. I got kids. So, and she ended up having, she has 9 children. And so she goes, I'm going to stay at home and write, which is what you need me to do. And I'm not going on a book tour. And she never went on one. And so that's a reason if you got a signed copy of a Danielle Steel book, it's worth a little bit more than most folks because she didn't sign a lot of books. She never went out on tour. And even though because she just wrote, and so she did it her way. So many times when you do it your way, and William, you're such a weirdo, may I say in a nice way, but you're a very gifted weirdo, and so you do everything your way. So you always think you need to learn things from other people. It's good to pay attention, but play yourself in the movie. And that's all you need to do, and everything's going to work out. And you have to remember one thing. And I want you guys to remember this. You guys listen to this. This is important. All the money on the planet Earth belongs to God, and He decides who gets it and what happens with that. That's all you need to know, William, and you'll be fine. Now you
Yeah,
got it.
man.
Now you
Yeah,
got
God,
it.
I love you so much, teacher. Like, for real. I can't wait to see you during the retreat, man. It's like,
Yeah. Hey, we'll have fun.
yeah, just
We'll have
big
fun.
loves. Love you lots, Michelle and Dean. And I'm so proud. I'm getting ready to give you this book and just do everything proud by you. Like,
Well, we're proud of you.
yeah,
Be
man.
you. Be you. Be you. Just be yourself. That's all you got to do. Anyway, I love you. See you soon.
I love you too.
Thank
And so,
you.
but it is really important, guys, to remember all the money on the planet belongs to God. And so, when you realize that, just be close with God. And who's the easiest thing is to be close to God. How do you be close to God? You appreciate God. Just appreciate him. Appreciate what he does for you. Appreciate him. And so everybody's always whining here on earth and pissing and moaning about stuff. And so you want to just really be appreciative. And so do that thing, and you'll see God will be very close with you and take care of you. And so that's about that. Who we got, Michelle? Who are we talking to?
You, Gary, I've got Jeff Batari and Baxter. Hi, it's good to see you guys. Oh, look at him, he's so cute.
I know. I love
Hey,
him. Look at
Gary,
him.
how
He's
are
like,
you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. I'm good. What's your question? What's going on with you?
Oh, well, just a few things, but I just had to I don't have enough money yet to get those crystals that you have, so I had to make my own crystals on ChatGPT here for my background, so.
Perfect. Perfect. There you go. Hey, well, you know what? If you want some crystals, we'll send you some. You know, yeah,
Okay.
you can pay. You
I'll
can
help
pay
you
us.
get it to him.
Yeah, you can pay us with love. How's that? And so,
I love it.
you
Oh,
know, a
thank you.
lot of times you just give something and then you'll find the money comes from somewhere else. It don't matter. All of it belongs to God. So never really care where it comes from. Just know it comes from God, and He'll bring it. And so, yeah. What crystal would you like? You know, I got all kinds of stuff sitting around here.
Well, definitely I tend to gravitate towards the lapis lazuli. That one's nice. Rose quartz is always nice. There's a few of them.
Oh, this is a cool one that I've had for a long time. There, this is a good one. I'll send this one to you. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle, make sure we got his information so we can send him this rose quartz.
When I get there tomorrow, I'll pack it up for you and send it out on Monday.
Oh, thank you guys. You're the best.
Yeah. And so your hands got warm. Feel that?
Yep. Absolutely. I feel the love.
Yeah. And see, it works like that. It works like
abundance.
That.
Abundance.
Yeah. And I get paid. I get paid way more than a rose quartz crystal. You see. Because, you know, that's what love is. That's what love is. That's what light is. That's what oneness is. Oneness is the keys to the kingdom. God's whole entire thing, the seeing the big picture is what I was, making an effort to do the show on tonight. And God's whole, all of his universes work on oneness. Simple. It is so simple. It is so complex, but so simple. And so just realize everything is on oneness. That's the way it works. So anyway, I hope you enjoy the crystal. But anyway, what's your question? You got something else. What else is going on with you?
Yeah, Gary. So I just have a question about, I have my aunt Monica. She's having a little bit of health issues right now. So she went in the hospital. She's in her early 70s. Mm-hmm. I just wanted you to possibly just try to reach out and just put a little healing light on her.
Yeah. How's her lungs?
It's funny you say that because her lungs aren't doing too well right now. So she's starting to get pneumonia. She's in the ICU.
Yeah.
It's for a hernia issue, but the hernia actually traveled up into her stomach, traveled up into her chest cavity. So they're trying to figure out and anchor the stomach so it's not so much of an issue, obviously, so she can function properly. So
yeah, it's a hiatal hernia going mad, right?
It's gone crazy, and it's something I've never even heard of before. I tried looking it up, and it's a three.
I can see it. It's a very unusual. I've never seen it before, but I can tell you what I see. It's a three-part hernia, so it's actually three hernias that's acting as one. Give me a minute. There she goes. Give me a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I have to do a lot of stuff here. Give me a minute. There we go. There. See how you feel lighter? Sinus is open. Belly's getting warm.
Yeah.
Hands are kind of heating up. The dog got hot. Feel how hot that dog is?
Getting a little dizzy, too. That feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. And so I lit her all up. But she was a mess. Good Lord.
Yeah. She's such a selfless person, and she's taking care of so many family members. And it's like we're trying to just figure out how we can help her out. So,
no, I got a brand new spirit in her, and I see the spirit of Bog slipping into her. Tell Bog thank you. Just say thank you, Bog, for your spirit.
Thank you, Bog. Thank you, Bog.
Okay, and say thank you, God.
Thank you, God, for helping Monica.
Yeah. And I don't ever say this enough. Once I figured this out like 2 weeks ago when I was reading through some old writing I did in 2017. And many times I'll write and never read it. Right. Mm-hmm. I just see when I see things important, I write them, get them out of my head, you know, but I don't always read it. And when I was reading back through these stories, I told Dean, remember I told you this, I saw this most important line. When God was saying the words, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, who do you think he was talking to? He was talking to the sun gods.
Okay.
Let there be light. Where does the light come from? Let me think about it for a minute. You see what I'm saying? Where does the light come from? Where does the light? The light comes from the sun.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so he, God said, let there be light. Well, who was he talking to? Well, he was talking to the 12 sun gods. Now there's only one that's alive still, in a physical heaven, and that would be Bog. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, okay. How important is that character to us in our movie? Yeah. And so God had me working on healing him for a few years, and I became very close with him. And I kept on, you'd hear me talk about Bog this, Bog that, Bog, 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 And everybody's like, well, who is Bog? What in the hell is he talking about? Well, he's the guy that God was talking to when he said, let there be lights. Do you think that had any importance to our dumbasses here on the planet Earth? You get it?
Yeah.
So you see how we think we know everything, and you realize when you get to seeing these bigger pictures, and when I start rattling off stuff, and you go, oh, I see. The picture's pretty big. Bigger than I thought. How did he let there be light here? Well, he lived in a whole different, universe, and his sun is a different sun than our sun. But he is a sun god, whatever a sun god is. And he was like the being that went, okay, let's light up this little place called Earth.
Yeah.
With this little thing called the sun.
That's beautiful.
So, and then I proceeded for 3 or 4 years to learn how the suns tie together and work. Can you imagine going through all that? And then me, when somebody's talking to me about little theories they have in their head, can you imagine how hard it is for me not to be a cynical prick? Right? I got through all that. I think I did. And even the dean would argue. But I realized how big things are, and I realized there was no limit to the amount I could see, how big I could see. I could see not only in this universe but many others. Let me show you guys something that's really important, okay? And mm-hmm. So I'm gonna keep you, but let me switch to the gallery view. And so let me get tangled up in that real quick. Oh, there we go. All right. Now I want you guys to feel, raise your hand if you feel this, okay? So I'm going to go up to Zion Heaven right now. Okay. And I'm going up to Zion Heaven. And when I look at the Milky Way galaxy, half of it is dark. There's a bunch of darkness attacking the Milky Way galaxy. Hey, that's where we live, guys. Yay, hoo, hoo, yee. Right? And I lit it up. I cleared all the darkness in the Milky Way galaxy. You guys can do the same thing I can do. I can clear on these gigantic levels. I got to where I could do that when I went through my 5 dying experiences with COVID. So I just used, how many spiritual gifts? Infinity number. Sorry, I can't give you a number. And I cleared the Milky Way. Well, when I did that, how many of you guys feel a little warm right now? How many of you guys can breathe easier? Look how many of you raised your hand. All of you. That's crazy, right? That's because I cleared the Milky Way. Guess what? How many people on the planet Earth feel the same thing? Hello. Duh. Right? And we think we know something. My point is we don't know nothing. We have to know we don't know so we know more. I just cleared the Milky Way. And when I did that, all of you guys raised your hand. I didn't clear you guys. I just cleared the whole universe. Okay. Well, there we are. And guess what? Everybody on Earth felt the same thing. They don't know why they felt that, but they felt something. They felt better. They felt light. The bad thing that was about to happen in their life now probably won't occur or will not occur. And that's what that thing is. That's what that thing is. Where did we get to? We went to a Zoom thing.
That was Judy.
Oh, Judy, what are you doing? Anyway, and so there we are. And so you guys got to realize you can do the same thing. Jonathan, I saw you wipe a tear from your eye. That's crazy. I saw some of you guys. And so you can feel this energy that's coming in. And the reason is because you feel a lot of people getting healed besides us. And say, Jeff, notice how you feel really warm through your body now? It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. What does that feel like?
It's high vibes.
High vibes. That's where you need to live, y'all. Y'all, with your little theories alive and the way you think everything works, and you got all the knowledge in your noggin, you might not have as much knowledge in your little noggins as you think you do. And I certainly know I don't. I know I don't know, so I know I can know more. That's crazy. I have friends with IQs as high as the IQs go. When I quit asking God how high was my IQ when I went through my COVID experience, because I had total recall of everything that had ever occurred in my entire life. And now I'm slowly getting all that back again, which is really crazy. I remember names of people that I never, I mean, it's just, it's kind of crazy that I knew, you know, 30 years ago. And so you guys can do the same thing. You can become a superhuman. And becoming a superhuman is kind of fun because you can fix your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize, you know, you sit around, you worry. Most of you guys worry about money, about, oh, let me read it collectively. Oh, God, good Lord. 78% of the time, you're sitting around worrying about money. You're freaking out so damn bad about money that you're attaching to the vibration of lack, which means you won't ever get any much. You see what I'm saying? Let go of that. Realize God has all the money. God, all the money belongs to God. And so all you got to do is be close with God, be one with God, and ask God for some money. Ask Bog for some money, and it shows up really fast with God because he's the sun god. That's the guy that lit up everything. When God looked around and said, hey, let there be light, he was talking to Bog. Oh, okay. Well, see, it took me forever, even though I wrote this in 2017, it took me to now. What are we now? 2020. What are we? 20 what? 4 or 5? I don't know. Anyway, and so you can tell. 25. There we are. And so it took me that long to read this that I'd already wrote. Let there be light. And God was talking to Bog. Oh, that's the reason he was. Remember, how many times, Dean, has he bitched at me about writing this book and finishing this book?
A lot.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's so do I always do what God says? Yes, I do eventually, but I need to do it faster. We both do, Dean. And so anyway, so Dean and I are working on this. Well, the reason is because Bog is the one that lit up everything. So since he lit up everything, so you guys can work with him, you'll find your manifestations will come true really fast. And so this is what we're talking about at this spiritual retreat. You guys tune in. All you got to do, I mean, I've got so many cameras set up. We've never had so much together as far as doing a virtual retreat. And so you guys make sure you join us for the virtual retreat and GarySpivey.com. Just sign up. Simple. It's that simple. Call Michelle 702-822-0548. And if you guys feel like just running away from home, come and hang out with us. There's my Buddha. Check Buddha out. That Buddha you set in front of it, it talks to you. It's really crazy. That's in my garden out there. And so this Buddha actually speaks. A real Buddha speaks. That one was carved out of marble in the mountains of Cambodia a very long time ago. And it came to me through a collector. And so anyway, so you sit in front of this thing, it talks to you. It's really crazy. It gives you advice. And so, but anyway, thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. Jeff, did you have any question? I've been babbling, yeah. Talking to you.
No, it's all good, Gary. I just had a question too. I was looking through your book. Obviously, you talk about the different, obviously, dimensions, right? The dimensions.
Right.
Yeah. So the one thing that I was looking into, you know, it kind of reminded me of, obviously, in the Bible, they talk about the firmament and all that and that layer. And it kind of reminded me of what you described as like the buffer, or the invisible. Was there anything that you could kind of jot down about that? But also about our, I don't know, you're probably into the Akashic records, right? You've probably heard of the Akashic
records. I learned to read from the Akashic records when I was 17. Yeah. When I was 17. I got the gift of that when I was 17. And I found myself asleep most of the time reading them. And so I would just go to the Akashic records and read and read and read and read and read. And so, and I did this for a couple of years. But there's layers and layers and layers. Yeah. We just got through all the layers and all the dimensions and all the way up to the highest heaven, Zion heaven. We got into this dimension called the next to heaven dimension. This is what I'm going to be teaching at this retreat. Okay. The next to heaven dimension is indeed the same dimension. It mirrors the dimension of the heaven on earth dimension. Because this dimension, if you're in the high vibration of it, you're in a heaven. Why on earth do some people live in a heaven? Right? Yeah. Why? I live in a heaven. I really do. And so why do some people live in a heaven? And why do some people live in a hell? Mm-hmm. Why? What makes that happen? Right. Well, I can show you the answer, and I can take somebody that's in a hell and get them to a heaven that fast. And so they just have to get out of their own way and get out of their own theory and get out of their own heads and allow a little bit. And they'll move right up into their heaven. And so that's what we're going to be teaching. That's what I'm going to be teaching at this retreat. So you guys join us virtually. You're going to freak out at how much life changes. And some of you guys changed right then because you decided to come to the retreat. I feel it. Feel dizzy in your head. Feel that dizziness you feel in your head, right? Mm-hmm. And so there you go. Are you signed up for the retreat now or not?
I wanted to, but I have to work. I have to work in New Jersey, which is not a heaven on earth, but it's okay.
Yeah, but you know what? I see you can come back to it. Look, I'm going to give you a free retreat, okay?
Oh, Gary, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, because it'll change your life.
Okay.
And don't you think you deserve your life to be changed in a good way?
100%, because then I can help others, and that's what it's all about. That's you're helping me.
Being one, that's
the
it.
The oneness. Yeah, please, 100%.
How hot are your hands?
They're pretty spicy right now.
There you go. All right. See you soon, buddy. I'll see you.
All right. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate you.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's really good. You know, I'm seeing all these different things. You know what I saw? I saw Jonathan tear up a minute ago. Let me talk to Jonathan for a second. And so, Jonathan, you're over in Sweden, right? Did I say it right? Yeah, there we are. And so you're in Sweden, and you know, are you all signed up for the retreat or not?
Yes, I'm doing the virtual.
Okay, good. And so, but you tapped into when I cleared the universal energy, when I cleared the Milky Way galaxy, as crazy as that seems, right? But that's the big picture. You know, the big picture. I'm sitting in God's Zion heaven. I'm sitting on the patio of God, drinking espresso. For real. That sounds a little crazy, but I was. And I'm hanging out with God, and he goes, can you look over there? And from his angle, he can see the Milky Way galaxy. And from his universes that he sees, the Milky Way galaxy is not a big thing. It's a little dinker, you know? And he said, I have to teach you how to clear that. That was one of the first things he taught me how to clear. And so I'm half dead, half alive. I can't breathe. I'm in the hospital. I'm in critical care. And I'm hanging out in Zion heaven with God. How cool is that? And he's teaching me how to clear the Milky Way galaxy. You're right. You see, and so when I did that a minute ago, you got teary. I saw you wipe your tears. Why?
Yeah.
What did you feel?
No, I just felt all the lights coming through me, all the tingles in my feet, and I got teary.
Okay, you can do the same thing I can do. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Do you see this little patio, and you see you as a little kid wandering, waddling around upon that little patio?
Yeah.
Okay, now you see this little table and see God sitting there looking at you. And now you see your little child spirit crawled up in God's lap.
Yeah.
Feel how warm you got?
Yeah.
That? Okay, now see God put a little crown on your head and turn it sideways. See?
Yeah.
There we go. Okay, he crowned you in God consciousness. How cool.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And he crowned your little child spirit. So always keep your child spirit with you. And he's giving you a ball of light inside your chest. Take it. Allow that to go into your chest. There we go. There we go.
Thank you, God.
There we go. And now he give you a big giant sword. Reach and get that sword. Okay. Perfect. Hold it. Hold it, hold it, hold it up, hold it up. Okay, now look over to your right, and you'll see the Milky Way galaxy over there. See it? Clear it. There you go. You did it. I felt hot in my arms and in my face. And guess what? So did everybody else on the planet Earth. Nice, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, if you can feel it, you can fix it. If you don't fix it, you get it. So you don't want to get the nasty negative energy of the whole Milky Way galaxy whacking you, because you'll never crawl above it. And so now you just crawled above it. You see? That's who you are. Be you. Be yourself. You'll heal a lot more people than I have. You'll be a freak. Be that freak. You see? And so be that freak of nature. It's okay. And so now look how warm you got. Feel how warm? You got really, really warm.
Yes, yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy feeling, right?
Yeah.
There, you cleared the whole Milky Way galaxy. What else do you need? Nothing. You know, maybe a few things. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, come to make sure at the virtual retreat, I'll show you how to use everything. Okay. In the
Thank you
meantime,
so much.
feel how you can breathe. That's crazy. Everybody on the planet breathes better because of you. That's what we have to do. There's a few of us spiritually gifted freaks of nature, right? And you know that are here. And so we have to make a difference. It's really important. And then we have to teach everybody that, hey, they're a freak of nature too. And so that's what we got to do. Good luck, buddy. I'll talk to you. I'll see you at the
Thanks so
retreat.
much.
Yeah.
Appreciate you.
Hey, you. That sounds good. It feels good. God, that was something. Did you see that, Dean? That was pretty freaky.
That
You
was
know?
cool.
Yeah, he got that real quick. And so that's what you want to do, you guys. You want to be able to do these things. Let me talk to Andy Thiessen. Andy, I love you. What you doing, buddy? How are you? There we go. Unmute yourself.
We have one, Michelle. Okay.
There we
Hi,
go.
Gary.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And of course, you can see everything I'm doing. And so, because you see spiritually real well. And so, what do you make of it? What do you make of it? What do you see? What do you figure out?
I actually saw I was witness to clearing the Milky Way, so I saw you do it. It was like fireworks. When your God said, "Look to the side." It's like all the cells in my body are like vibrating. It's hard to describe, but it feels good.
Yeah, and you have a couple of doctor degrees. You're a doctor. You're smart. You have a big old IQ. You're super intelligent. You have lots of theories, and
Which
so
means I'm a dumbass.
you're right. And so, when did you go through the epiphany of that you could be a dumbass? When did you go through that?
The more, you know what it was the more the things that made the most positive impact in my life were the things that were exactly against what I had planned on happening.
Oh, so you had to change a plan based
Yeah.
on a theory? Oh my God. Did you crack in two and break into a million pieces and die? Or
Oh,
did you
I just fell apart and puddle on the floor. Like,
Okay, all right. But then once you went through all that, did you finally realize things worked out better?
oh yeah, they worked out better. I mean, everything positive in my life was something I completely didn't plan for. So at some point, I'm like, well, I'm not so smart as I thought I was. So I just kind of go with the flow for the most
Isn't that
part.
simple? That's so simple. And I'm talking to somebody who has a really big IQ, and they are really, seriously, you are a doctor. And so, it's crazy being a smart person. So most smart people are crazy people. And then once you realize you're crazy, then you're really smart. And then you learn to allow. And then if you learn to use your brilliance to sort of allow God to teach you, you can do anything. There's nothing you can't do. And you become this freak of nature person that's really, really gifted to help yourself, your family, your friends, and everybody you meet. And so, anyway, it's a pleasure knowing you. I got a real kick out
Oh,
of,
I love it, Gary.
well, I love you back, buddy. And I got a kick out of watching you evolve. I really did, you know. And so that was a nice, pleasant surprise to see, but it was really nice watching you evolve to this higher space and higher being, and so I could tell you were following everything that was going on, everything that was going on with Jonathan, everything that was going on with everybody else, and so because you can see it spiritually. When you can see things that I'm talking about spiritually, does it make you feel like you're not alone on the planet?
Yes, and it makes me feel that the little things on the planet that one frets over are just not worth it. You
They're
know,
so
all the,
small.
yeah,
They're
they're
so
so small.
small. Yeah, because you see the big picture. And when you see the big picture, you go, oh, you're stressing over that? Oh, hell no. What is wrong with you? And do you realize yourself, when yourself, you're stressing over that, or I'm stressing over that, that's your epiphany. You go, oh no, oh no. You know, and so I think that that's important. Well, it the same thing as you feel when you're seeing me go through these things, and spiritually you can see it all. And it makes you feel like you're not alone on the planet. When I meet someone like you who can see everything I can see, and many times then some, it makes me feel like, hey, I'm not alone on the planet. I'm not the only one that can see this. And hey, I grew up in this little rural town in North Carolina where I'm still at. And I went to, I did everything there is to do on Earth. Most of the time, people never have done. Most of the time, people hadn't really done all the stuff I've done. And so when I realized that, but I was busy. I had, and so I lived in Beverly Hills, Hollywood, this, that, the other, radio, TV stuff, Vegas, this, that, New York City, nice, Europe, everything, all over, Australia, and so wherever I felt like seeing something or knowing something, or I'd go there, and in the best way I could possibly go. So lucky to be alive and have this earth experience. And so if there's anything you could talk about, almost any topic, the people around me always freak out, and because you can talk about any topic, and I can tell you firsthand knowledge about it, because I was there around it, they're seeing it, I was with the person doing it, and so how fun. So I would tell you guys, enjoy this dimension we live in, and create your heaven. And you, there's nothing you can't do. Nothing, 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 nothing. You can do anything you want to do. But realize that wherever you are, your heaven, wherever your heaven is. And see, in my case, I moved back to North Carolina so I could take care of my old family. They were all old, and then they all died. And so I was left here in North Carolina. And I thought, oh, you know what? I like this. I enjoy this, and I can still run around the world, come back here, but enjoy the beautiful heaven here. And so you never know what your heaven may be. You never know. Just ask God to bring it. And so you guys want to ask God, Bog, all the angels, bring me my heaven on earth. That's all you're trying to achieve. And so, like you said, Andy, when you got your head out of the way and got your theories out of the way and got your big brain out of the way, and all of your degrees and everything you do, out of the way, then everything really turned out pretty damn good. And is getting better. So that means you fell into it. So you guys want to fall into this bigger picture scenario. God said, do a show tonight on the big picture. Realize the big picture is not what you have in your noggin. It is not what you have in your head. Chances are the big picture is something far bigger, far better. And it's a vision from God and a vision of God, because God does see the big picture. And many times he's got something planned for you that is huge, and you're settling for some little thing you're trying to create. And so just go ahead and go with it. But go with it, allow it to happen. As simple as allowing, guys. Allow God, and you just want to say, God, please bring me my heaven on earth. That's all you got to say. God, please bring me my heaven on earth. And you may think, well, my heaven on earth is too expensive. I can't afford it. Whine, 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 whine some more, whine a little more. Dig a little deeper into that vibration of lack. Don't have the vibration of lack. Have the vibration of abundance. Realize lack will mojo you. You will get hexed. You will hex your damn self. So you got to not have the vibration of lack. You want to ask God, bring it to me. God, bring me the vibration of success. Bring me, I think my heaven is this or that, and it may very well be. You get to decide what your heaven is to an extent. And so, but God usually has a bigger, better, and even brighter picture than what you have in your head. And so he's not trying to give you something less than what you want. He's trying to give you something more than what you want. Let me go over that one more time, guys. He's not trying to give you something less than what you're thinking your heaven is. He's wanting to give you something more than what your heaven is. And you're the dumbass resisting it. And see, and that's what's going on. So don't be that dummy. Just go ahead, go with it, allow it, and you'll find it'll work for you. But Andy, lately, what have you been seeing lately spiritually? I know you can see everything. What have you been seeing that's freaking you out or that you find interesting?
So what I find interesting is just how much of like instantaneous things happen. Like I'll clear something and then
There you
I
go.
instantly
Quick.
feel better. Yeah.
Quick.
Usually it was something that, I feel a little down in the morning, I'll clear myself off, and then throughout the day I'll get better. But it's like bam, like kind of, somebody smacked you in the head. Like yeah.
Wake
So
up.
just the time that takes is really shortened, I've found.
That's because there's more light. There's more
Yeah.
light. And so that's exactly how it works. Many times people are going, oh, if I could only clear this or fix this, and they have that vibration of lack. No. Go to big in your head. Be bigger. Make yourself bigger. Make yourself bigger than the universe, and maybe even clear it while you're up there. And you'll find that everything lights up, just like we did tonight. We cleared the Milky Way a few times. How nice. You can clear the Milky Way. Look, there, you did it that quick. You do it fast. See how
Yeah,
fast you did that? Yeah, that, I've watched you do it. You do it faster than I do. I'm serious. There you are. Yeah, I felt really warm in my core. I felt really warm in my chest as soon as you did that. Nice. Keep doing it, please. We need help. That's good.
You know what I've
That's good.
also found, Gary, is
What's
that
that?
you were talking last week about the bad guy, demon,
Ah!
the how quick I've or how much more often I've seen that and then target at
Right.
me.
Because you're going, I'm not the bad guy.
Right.
Like you're not
I'm
sitting around
helping
hating.
you.
Yeah, I'm not hating on you. I'm loving you. I'm trying to take care of you. I'm trying to pay for your lunch. I'm not having a, there's nothing going on here. Nothing evil coming from me. But this bad guy demon is the most prevalent demon du jour. So you guys have to realize the bad guy demon is a bad guy demon. And so when people come up and they try to crack you into and tell you how much you are the bad guy, they're just possessed by this bad guy demon. You would ask God, say, God, please give me the sword to clear the bad guy demon with. The demon you get is somewhat of a serrated looking sword. And then you clear yourself around, clear this bad guy demon, and then you're going to be fine. There we go. I just did. Good. There. Look
Thank you,
how you feel
Gary.
now. See, now you feel good. You feel really good. There, I got a high from
This
you.
is great. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you,
I
buddy. Stay
appreciate you
you.
very much. Thanks, Gary,
Stay
so
you.
much.
Yeah, stay you. It's nice not to be alone on the planet Earth. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Good luck.
Thanks,
Yeah,
Gary.
he's a freak. It's really crazy because Andy can see everything I can see and then some. And so and so when he went to clear the Milky Way galaxy, he cleared it really fast. I was like, wow. Wow, that was impressive. That's impressive. How cool is that? Anyway, who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I have
Michelle,
two.
I love your hair. You're looking good.
Oh, thank you. I
Yeah.
was like, it's so messy. I didn't do anything. Thank you, Gary.
Are we
I have
talking to Pete?
two. Yeah, he's coming to the retreat too.
Oh my God, Pete, you're looking
Thank
great. I
you.
miss you. I love you. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Pete, you have to unmute, please.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and unmute here. Did
Oh,
you
there
hit?
we go.
Clicked on it. He's got a.
Oh,
There we
yeah.
go. There we are. Perfect. Hey,
Oh,
Pete,
wow.
how are you, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm
Oh.
surprised you recognize me with without my black beanie.
Oh, you look fantastic. You look fantastic, buddy. I'm glad to talk to you. And so
Well,
when you're
too.
glowing, you're glowing, you're glowing. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. And Michelle especially planted a seed a year ago with me, allowed me to journey to Fayetteville. I am now in Fayetteville living
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, you're close.
I'm just now closed on a home, and I believe it was that seed that she planted that has given me all these blessings. And thank you, Michelle.
Oh,
Thank
thank you. Oh,
that's
I love
well,
you.
she's very much like that. She is. You know, Michelle has a magic to her, that is. You know, she cares far more. She cares, if I can say this right, she cares far much more about other people than she does herself. And so she's very selfless, and she's just always wanting to hook people up and get people happy. And so anyway, that's good you experienced that, Pete. I'm so happy for you.
Thank
And I
you.
can't wait to see you at the retreat. I look forward to seeing you, buddy.
I look forward to seeing you too. I haven't headed west of Fayetteville since I've been here. I've gone north, south, east, but never west. So it'll be a pleasure to head
Yeah.
your way.
Well, you're 55 minutes from me. So you're close.
It's not too far.
Not too
I'm
far. Not too
gonna
far.
ride my bike over.
Oh, good. Oh, good. That's good. Yeah, you can put it in the garage if it rains or anything. You're welcome. And so there we go, everybody. Anyway, you're looking good. I appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you at the retreat. And when I look at you have a spiritual gift of a God matrix coming down to you. And this will end up being money. And what I hear deals closed. So you're going to close some deals. I don't know if you're working on.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're working on some deals right now that you're waiting. Yeah, you're waiting on them to close. And I hear deals closed. And this is. So this is a God matrix, and it's coming down to your chest, and there it goes, there it goes, there it goes, and it went
Thank
into you.
you.
There you go, and that's from God, not from me. That's from God. And
Thank
oh,
you, God.
and I see from Bog, and so the Bog's the sun
Thank you,
god
Bob.
of abundance. And
I
there you
talk
go.
to him every morning. Thank you, Bob.
There we go. Perfect. And so, but he's very much around you, and so right now he'll bring you the deal. And so there we go. How quiet's your
Thank
head?
you. I'm happy.
Yeah, it feels good. I love you, buddy. I'll see you next week. I'll see you coming up.
Thank
Okay?
you.
All
Thank you,
right.
guys. And hello,
Love
everyone. And
it.
blessings. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh,
God, he looks
thanks
great,
for me
right?
coming.
He looks great. He looks great. He's so happy. He
Yeah,
looks
you too.
that's a beautiful thing. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Michelle, who are we talking to?
Hey, thank you, Gary. I've got Marcella. Well, I'm gonna put here. There we go. Unspotlight. I mean,
Hey,
spotlight, unspotlight.
guys, how are you?
Oh,
There's
hey, I'm doing
Rose.
all right. Hanging
Oh,
out in
good.
the
It's
truck.
you guys.
Oh, so good. Good. Where are you? You're hanging out in the truck? Grove City. We
Grove
just
City.
made it home.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you guys. I'm glad to see you
Love
guys.
it.
I
I
see
don't
it.
know.
I see rainbows above your heads. And so
Oh.
you got the spiritual gift of rainbows above your head. Rainbows
Like
above your head.
rainbows.
Well, rainbows are protection. And so it's so important these days to get the gifts, bring it in, whatever's going on. But it's also important to have the gift of protection around you. And that protects you from other people's evil and other people's naysayer energy. And so I just see rainbows all above your head. And so if you guys just tap into this energy, I want all you guys to get this protection and imagine rainbows above your house. Imagine rainbows above your house, above your home, above you, above your family, anything you love and call dear to you. I want you to imagine these rainbows. But you guys got tons of that on you. And so thank you for sharing.
Awesome.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. So what's your question? What's your question to me?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So our brother-in-law is Tyrone's twins husband. He has been not doing so well. He had contracted. Whoa, hold on one second. Oh no. Sorry, double action here. He had contracted a schizophrenia and when he had COVID about, what did she say, 2 years ago?
Right.
And they've been having some issues with their relationship. And we were wondering if his condition is purely like if it's mental or is he demon possessed or will he be able to
Yeah.
get out of that situation? And
No,
you know,
he's
because I'm
taking some,
really
he,
concerned.
well, he's taking some medications too, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
medication.
trying to
Yeah.
keep things
Yeah.
on there.
Well, what I'm
Yeah.
saying, what I'm seeing is he's not taking his medication properly and is making him totally blanking crazy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he got
So he's totally
crazy.
blanking, and I hear cuss words. Here he's totally blanking nuts because of the medication. And so he has to either take the medication or not take the medication. He can't halfway take the medication. And
That's
so and he can't prescribe to himself his antidotal cure.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. He's trying to self-medicate in many ways. And this is really, really bad for him. And so he kind of thinks he knows everything, right?
Yes, that's what we've heard.
Yeah. And so he kind of thinks he knows everything, right?
You're
Yeah.
right. That's
And then
what they said it was.
they're telling me to say it again. He kind of thinks he knows everything.
Yeah,
She's gonna see this recording.
yeah. She would
Yeah.
agree with
Yeah.
this, huh?
And so I cleared all the demons off, but he's also got to use his own little brain to make better decisions. And he can't self-medicate, and he can't medicate the way he's doing it, or he only adds to his problems.
Okay,
You know,
got it.
and this is about too much for her to handle.
Yes,
So
she hasn't said
she's about to
anything.
dump it. She's about to dump his butt. So
Yeah, definitely.
that's where we are in this movie. Yeah.
She came up to visit us about a week ago.
Yeah,
She's never
never.
done this, and like the
She's
fact
such a
that she
strong
talked
lady.
to me about it, I knew something was severely wrong.
Yeah.
And so
Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 78.
Right.
You know, so he's totally psycho and she's totally done.
Yeah. And
Yeah, my
so
husband's
so
out for them,
yeah,
so.
so that's where it is. So she's worth helping out and she's worth helping pick up the pieces. So anything you can do. Who is she to you guys? Who is who? Who is
She's
who?
my twin
Twin
sister.
sister.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, do whatever you got to do. You know, and so you're one with her. So I mean, do whatever you got to do because she's not one to give up on anybody. But he is impossible, and he's got to work his own junk out at this point, and there's not much she can do with this. He could indeed kill himself, and he could in, and he, yeah, and he could indeed kill her.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. So
Wow.
you're gonna keep
Yeah,
that situation
that's
before
what I was thinking too.
just the
Yeah,
okay.
so when I read things like that, when I go, okay, this person could kill themselves, okay, well, that's bad, but no, and then I hear the angel say, no, it's worse, he may kill her. And so that's the degree of how serious this is. On a scale of 1 to 10, when you go to a 78, hello, you get
Yeah.
it? Yeah. And
That
so
hurt.
so
Yeah.
and and you
I'm
think,
gonna.
well, where does my responsibility start and stop? Well, here's where it starts. I'll do anything. So she's your twin sister, so you need to do anything. What can you do to help her? Whatever the hell it is, or the heaven it is. I mean, you got to do whatever you got to do to help her, so you know she don't get killed. There's a big one, and or she's around and witness him killing himself. And what can she do to help? She's already done it. There ain't nothing she can do.
Done everything, yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing she can do. So there you are. So I don't know if I'm giving you good news or bad news. Sounds like bad
What
news.
we needed to hear. No,
Yeah.
that's what we need to hear because we just want to plan accordingly.
I'm just
So
I'm going to really have to pray about this because I don't know what to do. I've tried not to get too, I don't like getting in between people's relationships. But when she was here, I was like, he sounds like he could be suicidal. And then the thought, that small thought that he could turn on her too, that thought came up in my mind, but I don't know.
That was more than a thought is my point.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a, yeah, it's more than a thought. I'll just drop it. You know, I'll stop there.
I can even feel it in what you're saying. Like you're trying to give this as kindly as possible.
Yeah, no, yeah. We appreciate you so much, Gary, because that.
But anyway, it's a very serious thing. It's a very serious thing. It's as serious as serious gets.
I'll talk to her tomorrow.
Maybe and there's nothing. And her telling him this is not going to help it.
Right,
because she's just adding fuel to the fire. She's probably got to figure out a way to get out of Dodge for a minute.
Yeah, well, she already sent him off to his dad's.
Okay, we'll
figure that out.
Other question. Oh my gosh,
go ahead. You ask.
No, we're working on a little book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of books that we've been talking about and working on writing. And just sharing thoughts because we're doing this local meat club and helping people to get ownership over their food because we're just done with the industrial food system.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to share with people how to do that. And just like different things that we found in life, we just want to share with people. And
I think it's beautiful. And I see you doing four books. So, yeah. Yeah, it's a series of four and they're amazing. Do them.
Okay. All right, when we get finished, we'll send you guys some. We really would love to come. We might have to catch the next one. We just hired some people on with the club.
Our business is
and
going.
we're just like right in the thick of it. And so yeah, we're trying to peek our heads in, but we're just getting it done.
Call Michelle 702-822-0548. Call Michelle and work it out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. She'll work it out with you, okay?
Hey, we love you guys, and we'll keep you updated.
Appreciate Thank you guys so
much. Thank you. Good luck. I'm sending a lot of light, and I cleared tons of demons off your twin sister, so there we go.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good. There we go. Well, I'm looking at you guys, and I'm seeing everybody really bright. I see all this light coming in. Realize, guys, that we are little bitty nano beings here that are the biggest beings in God's universes. So we're these little beings that live on the planet Earth, and you can hang out in this in your little, you know, pea brain consciousness like I do, or you can also hang out in a big gigantic consciousness like I do. And you have both. And so, but you guys have the ability to really see the big picture. So learn how to see this bigger picture and be a part of that, and then you won't sweat this small stuff we go through here on the planet Earth. And so you'll find that. I want to talk to Eric. Let me talk to Eric Jacobson, if I could. And then I want to talk to Alexander Kun. Alexander, you got a question for me?
I had Alexander on the list. Yeah, let me go ahead and
do that. All right.
I got Alexander. Let me go ahead and do Alexander real quick.
All right.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, buddy. Where are you?
I'm from Austria. It's in the
morning. That's what I thought. I was thinking about you all week. How'd your week go? How you going? How you doing?
Way better. Oh. So thank you about the last time.
Well, good. It helped?
Yeah I feel I didn't thought about it anymore that I'm like, okay, I have to be at my job and it's difficult and everything. It was, everything was way more easier.
Way more easier. Okay, there we go. Yes, okay, I see a big giant God matrix coming down to your head right now, okay? And so it's this big giant sunshine coming down to your head, down to your heart, and down to your being. This will bring you perfect. Okay, now I want you to ask God for perfect. Say, God, bring me perfect.
God, bring me perfect.
And then say, to the sun god Bog, bring me perfect.
Bog, bring me perfect.
Say please.
Please.
And thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. How warm did you get?
Very warm. I'm sweating.
Good.
My hands.
There you go. Yeah, you were getting this gift anyway, and I just sped it up for you for maybe I've sped it up about 3 weeks. Okay. So there we
Thanks.
Go. Yeah, that'll help you. That's all I got. You look good. Okay. Thank you,
yeah.
buddy. Thank you. You had a question though. What's your question? You got something.
Right. I have an infection in my both eyes since years, but right now it's bit intense, I have to say, because I'm on the calls in the night right now, and have difficulties to read the 3Ks to Heaven ebook, because it's everything on the phone, digital to read. So I want to ask you if you can help me with God to clear my eyes or something.
Okay, yeah, you have a sinus infection, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a sinus infection and ear infection together, is what I see. And so there we go. How hot's your head now?
Very hot.
There we go. Yeah, you'll feel better now, okay, buddy?
Thank you so much.
Hey, good luck. Good luck so
Thank
much.
You. Thank yeah. you, Gary.
Happy Austria. I want to come see you. I love Austria. Dean and I spent a lot of time in Austria.
I love
you know?
Austria.
Yeah, it's great. What a great country. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, Vienna. Vienna is rated the top place or the top city to live in on Earth. And you know what? It is. It's a great city, great people, great situations. You'll just, you know, everything just seems to work out when you're there. It's really good. Michelle, you like Vienna, right?
I love Vienna. It's so
yeah. yeah. So we're so lucky. We get to bop around, hang out, and do stuff. Anyway, let me talk to Eric. Let me talk to Eric Jacobson. Eric, how are you?
Okay.
You have him, Michelle?
Uh-oh, you have him.
Oh, there you go. There's Eric. Go ahead and unmute Eric.
Yep, you got it?
Yep.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, you kept popping in my head, you know, like sometimes people's faces keep popping in my head, you know? And so anyway, so what's your question? What's going, when I look at you, I see all these beams coming out of you. You know, you were supposed to be at this retreat. Can you come to this retreat?
Virtually, I can do it.
All right, let me hook you up, okay? So I'll give you a free virtual, because you're going to get something that most people never get. And so I see you being able to see in these multiple dimensions that will allow you to connect the dots on a big picture level. It's kind of the way your brain works. You got a very unusual brain, but it's kind of like a god. It's like a god brain, and so. But I see you really getting it. And so anyway, make sure we'll hook you up. I'll give you a free virtual retreat because I think it's so important that you actually see and learn what I got to share at this retreat coming up next week. And so, if you're able to do it, but anyway, we'll give you a free one. You can check it out. Okay.
Yeah. That I very much appreciate that.
Good.
Because a lot of the stuff that you've talked about, I was like kind of already doing like on my own.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah because you're tapped into God's universes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're tapped into seeing the big picture, which is what God told me to talk about tonight. And so, but I can help you tie the dots together really faster. And then from there, hey, cool. And then you teach me a few things. Okay. So that's the way it works. And so,
okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hey, I'll see you at the retreat this week. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Hey, thanks. I'll see you then. I'll see you then.
All right.
Michelle, thanks. make sure we got his information. And so, you know, a lot of times, guys, you guys are already doing everything right and you're worried about, you know, so much what other people think. Shut the hell up. Stop worrying about what other people think. Care about yourself. Care about the people you love. Care about the people you hadn't even met yet that you love. just care about the world and care about what God thinks. And so that's all you got to do. Just worry about what God thinks. And so, and you guys are so brilliant, so bright, so full of light, so full of love. Allow that love to come out of you and expand and get bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. And so, and you'll find it will. And it's really, is really, really simple. And so let me speak to Miho. Miho, what are you doing? What are you doing, girl? I talked to you last week. I felt bad for you. I want to give you love and kisses and hugs and feed you peach cobbler. You know, hey, girl, are you coming to the retreat this week? We got you hooked up. You set? Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, unmute one more time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good. Gary, thank you so much. I cannot do thank enough. You know, because of that, I once gave up to be there, and you and Michelle just made it happen. Thank you so much. I'll be there.
Well, I felt really bad for you because somebody scammed you out of your money. And, you know, somebody scams you out of, you know, $20,000, and you got caught up in one of those things, and that makes you feel bad. It makes you feel like you're not smart. It makes you feel like, you know, all those things, and that's not true, honey. And I felt really bad for you. I mean, I really, really did. And I just wanted you. You had planned to come to the retreat, and then, you know, somebody took your money from you, and you're a widow. You know, you're doing pretty good. I know you come out of a lousy time, and now you're into a kind of a good time, and then somebody took your money. And so there was a whole bunch of people last week who really reached out and wanted to help you, and wanted to give you some money. And so for just, you know, cause you got scammed. And so what's your, give us something to where they can get in touch with you or put it in the chat. And you guys, if you got $100 to give Miho, if you got $10 to give Miho, if you got $1 to give Miho, but you know, when somebody takes all your money, you got one of those situations that happens, it's a very painful thing, and it hurts your ego, and it makes you feel not good. But there's a lot of really good people that want to help you out because you're really a sweetheart, including us. Mm-hmm. And so
thank you so much. I already feel much better, and I feel so lucky to know you and to know everyone here. And what you said now is just make me happy. I want to dance now. You know, that's more than enough. And I know what's going to happen when I'm there. I've been there in twice, I think, first time. Yeah. I know the place. I can already feel how
You have such a light that rolls through you, and so whoever helps you out a little bit, they're going to get helped out a lot of bit. So I selfishly helped you out, got plane tickets and things and stuff and whatever you needed, because I want you to come to the retreat. I don't want you to not come to a retreat because some scam artist popped you, and I'm sorry for that. But a lot of people love you, and you have so much love to give. And you have so much to give to other people. So if you guys want to help Miho out, just put your information in the chat. Michelle, you can tell her what to do.
Did it already.
Oh, okay. And so I look forward to seeing you this coming week. And it's a blessing to be around you. Okay. And
thank you. I already packed my apron so that I can cook.
Good. Good. Perfect. All right. I'll see you. You can help Judy. We'll have fun. All right, girl. Good. I look forward to seeing you. She's sweet. Oh, I get teary.
Aww.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Thank you, Gary. That was very nice of you that you helped her.
It was very nice of you because you always help everybody. And that's what it's about, guys. Always help each other, be one with each other. just let it roll through you. It'll land back on you when you need it. It works like that. And so I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. They're telling me to go. But I can't wait to do the retreat this week. I'll be with you all week, starting on Thursday, the virtual retreat. And Dino, how do people get the virtual retreat? What do they do exactly? How do they do that?
It is very, hold on. Sorry, almost ended the meeting by accident.
Oh, no.
It's very simple. Go to GarySpivey.com, and right there on the front page of the website, you're going to see Enlightenment Club. If you join the Enlightenment Club, then you get a special discount on the retreat. The regular cost of the retreat is $500. It's actually $300 if you're part of the Enlightenment Club. If you don't want to be a part of the Enlightenment Club, you can pay the full price. It's very simple. It's right there on the front of the website.
And Gary, I don't mean to like step on any toes. I know we're getting ready to end, but is there any way we could help Charles real quick? You know, Charles and Arlene in the Philippines, he looks like he's like really needing help. I'm sorry. I had to.
Hey, Charles. Hey, buddy.
Okay. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I'm in the hospital. I'm about to get my medicine tomorrow, man. But I wanted to give an update. 2 weeks ago, you had cleared my childhood traumas. And one of the first childhood traumas I always remembered when I saw my mom last in the hospital, she was dying of cancer, the last time ever. And before I could never think of that, I would block it because it was so painful. But now, ever since you did that, I can look at it and I'm happy because I see my mom, my dad who were there. And it's now everything is a happy memory. It's not good. Sad nor not depressing. It whatever you guys you did, just my whole life has changed now from it.
Good.
And just wanted to thank you. It's actually because of what's happened 2 weeks ago, it's helping me get through this situation now in the hospital. And sorry, I'm blanking out because I've been on medication. But
No, that's okay.
That was another thing. Like I was wanting to ask you. I had signed up for the virtual 2 weeks ago, and it was true. Right when you think about it, you start feeling things shifting and all. And then when I clicked that I signed up, all of a sudden you could feel like you're on your path or your destiny.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. It is like that.
It did.
Yeah, because everything's quick now. Everything's faster. It's much faster. And so it's working like that. Anyway, I see all these beams of light on you. I'm just feeling you full of healing energy. I see a purple glow about you. Now I see a green healing glow about you. Now a blue.
Thank you.
Now a gold.
Thank you, God.
Now a white.
Thank you.
So there we are. So now I just see all this light on you, and I see Arlene touching your head, and I see God touching your head, and your face went warm. I see your face go red. There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. There. You're full of healing energy. Don't think, don't talk, just heal. Okay.
Could I ask one more thing though?
Sure, buddy.
Just so I could focus on, could you clear my addictive dementia?
There, I did.
I did. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
you'll
fast.
Be okay. When you come out of there, you'll be fine. Good luck. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Gary. Love you. Thank you, G.
Buddy.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah. God, I got high. Yeah, look forward to seeing you at the virtual too, buddy. There we go. Thank you, guys. Please join us at our virtual retreat or join us in person here in beautiful North Carolina. I've got some cool stuff planned for you, and I appreciate you much. Anthony, I'll see you soon. I'll see you tomorrow, the next day, right? You're coming to the retreat? Yeah.
You want me to talk to him real quick too?
Yeah, sure. There we go. Yeah, unmute yourself. There we go. And so.
There he is.
There we are.
Hey.
And so. Yeah, and your dad's getting to come too. Your dad, your mom, right?
Yep.
That's cool. Good. Yeah, they're coming in Thursday. I look forward to seeing them in person and stuff. I've worked with your dad for many, many years, and so and your family and you, and so really lucky to know all you guys. I appreciate you a lot, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right, that's gonna be a blast. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think we're having a nice dinner tomorrow for Dean and Michelle as Dean comes back from helping our sick friend in New York City and Michelle. And so join us for dinner. I'll see you tomorrow for dinner, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Hey, talk to you then. There we go. Thanks, buddy. And so we're going to have a big time here. You guys, I look forward to all you guys coming in person to our spiritual retreat. And I look forward, really forward to seeing all you guys virtually. This will be a really big deal in your life. Just do it. Just do it. Sign up for the virtual retreat. Do it right now. And you'll be really happy about that. I love you guys. And I will see you next week. Appreciate you. Thanks, guys. Big love, big love, big kiss. Mwah. Big kiss. Big kiss.